Okay, are we gonna try and pretend like that we recorded this on Sunday instead of on Monday?
Well, no. Look, here's the thing.
Okay, what's the thing? Here's the thing.
It is mm-hmm. a podcast, which mm-hmm. means it's not live, and we don't really owe anyone a date, but it's still going to be released on the same day that it was before.
Okay.
Okay, let's just.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Freddy! I'm Freddy!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Man. Oh, well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. For Monday, the 17th of April, 2023, in the picture frame cleaning year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton, I am your host with the dirty picture frames, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even when Big Fatty is Windexing it all up, he can't get it right. It's V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader, and with me is Big Fatty.
Oh.
Hi,
okay. I don't know if the listeners are going to hear the same thing that I heard.
Oh.
But during the opening, the music and all started, and then the musical part was gone, and all I heard were the voices.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
Okay.
So
that's what I heard.
So, that's weird. Well,
it is weird.
It's ruined, is what it is.
Well, we knew it would be. It wouldn't be a LFC if it wasn't.
Oh, well, that's true. Oh, there is an update to the loopback. I may have to install that.
Are you going to have to fix it in post?
No. Definitely okay. Not going to fix it in post.
I'm
so
fix it.
No. Well,
you're lucky to get it. You're lucky to get half of it.
Right. Y'all, I mean, this is not the mix minus. So we do have decent audio standards here. And look, there are times where things break. But unlike on that mix minus, you know.
By the way, I have to give credit where credit is due that Daniel Bieber, you know, from over at the mix. I hear that.
Yeah.
But.
Yes.
I hear Chicken Poodle Soup singing now.
Right. The intro's still going.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes.
So, anyway, I have to give him props. He ran the Rat World Monster 10K.
Yeah,
and finished it.
Yeah, he and one of the Bacons, I believe. Ran that, so we'll give them all a shout out because y'all, I wouldn't even start it, much less finish it. So I mean,
right?
You know, that's impressive.
You wouldn't even drive to it.
Look, y'all, the Jar and I are going to the Walt Disney World for the G'days, and we're excited. But
are you gonna get rascals?
Basically, I was like, y'all, okay. I don't want to mess with
that. Is he just gonna carry you around?
Right. Right. She's going to throw me over her shoulder and carry me around. Yeah,
maybe you need to get one of those leashes like they put on the children to keep them from running away.
Mm. Am I putting that on the Jar?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because y'all, after a week or however many days, 8 days with me.
He will be ready to escape.
And he is my ride home. So I'm going to have to keep an eye on him.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, y'all. Well, we didn't record last week, everyone. I don't remember why. But we didn't record. Big Friday was out of town.
I was out of town.
That's right. It was the Easter. And y'all, it was Big Fatty was off having a ham and cheese sandwich. And I was at home.
Was I?
Yeah, you. That's when you had the naughty grandpa or whatever.
All right. I went to the Easter bonnet weekend.
That's right. That's right, y'all. Yeah. Big Fatty went and had Easter Easter hootenanny, and I did not. Was here at the Vader family compound. I feel like the jar, and I did something, but I don't remember what. But yeah.
Did you bake a ham?
No. Oh no, he did cook though. That's right. The jar. Wanted to cook me a little Easter hootenanny.
The Italian peppers and sausages.
No.
Okay. That's one of his specialties.
It is, and it's delicious. Y'all, we had a very traditional Easter meal. We had teriyaki chicken.
Yeah.
And
that's really, you should have had that this past Sunday for Greek Orthodox.
Right.
Because, you know, that's more of a Greek Orthodox Easter.
Right. Thing. I can see. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. No, this past Sunday, y'all, the jar has been very interested in me baking, and he wanted to watch me make the cinnamon rolls.
Let me just put it. Mary Berry, you don't want a soggy bottom.
Well, it's true.
Wasn't a soggy bottom. There may have been a soggy inside.
Right.
Anyway.
Y'all, they did not proof. They did not proof. But y'all, we made cinnamon rolls for 8 hours.
Y'all, I had proof of them at breakfast this morning.
Right. Well, I told you they needed to be put in the toaster oven.
I know, and I did. And I, as you will hear on my show tomorrow, I ate two of the smaller ones and had to cut off my left foot.
I was about to ask if you needed your saw sharpened after that. Yeah, y'all, I haven't even tasted the things. But anyway, the jar said, oh, let's do it. So we made the cinnamon rolls. And the first batch, we tried making them in a disposable pan, one of those aluminum pans. Y'all, and you just can't bake in those. I'm sure professional chefs can, but I am used to using the stoneware, good stuff. And so we had to make a second batch. But the ones that were salvageable from the first batch, y'all, we took over to the Vic Friday and the Nip. Now, we didn't actually deliver them to the Nip. No. No.
I was tasked with making the handoff.
So we did that, and y'all, we got to see Big Fatty after he got back from the horror hotel, and he was in rare form.
Yeah.
Probably a similar form since he's wearing the same shirt he had on at that point.
This is what I always wear around the house.
Oh, but yeah, so we did that, y'all, on Friday night. We went out for the dinner.
Where'd you go?
We just went to the Azul, the Mahecon. Y'all, it's not good. It's just not good. And we went into it saying, okay, we always ordered the cheap stuff because we don't want to pay a lot of
good stuff.
Right. Let's get the good stuff. And because we've obviously been ordering the cheap stuff. So y'all, no, still not good. Okay. So, I mean, it's not bad. It just doesn't taste like anything. So, y'all, then we went out for the beverage, no beverage, and it was lovely.
And it was beverage night.
We had a few. Mm-hmm. And, y'all, on Saturday, I forget exactly what the plans were, but it involved, we got up, and y'all, the jar has entered adulthood. He's bought his first sofa.
Oh, where does he put it?
Well, that's the question, right? He didn't tell me that he had bought it until I, had my hand on the doorknob, and he stopped me from opening the door when I was walking in on Friday night, and he said, now, I've done something, and I wasn't really sure what that meant. Y'all, he got a little...
Think he had fouled himself or something?
Well, I mean, that's possible, but y'all, anyway, we... I walked in and there it was sitting at the end of the bed. Y'all, it's fine. It works. It's a little tight, but it works.
Well,
but y'all,
who doesn't like it a little tight?
Right. Y'all, the sofa's fine. And I would have said, I don't know if it's worth keeping because it's not a sofa he would want probably later in life. It's very modern, which is not his aesthetic. It's like, you know, white leather with, you know, silver, like legs and stuff. And that's not his aesthetic. But y'all, Miss Prune.
Yes.
She sniffed around it, pushed it around a little bit. Y'all, she laid down and did not get up. Y'all, there's a special visitor at the the villa. Oh, it's
you can recognize him by from the stomach.
Right,
you
right.
See those cinnamon rolls right there.
Right, right. The extra doughy cinnamon rolls. If you poke him, he'll sound like the pill. Yeah, we did use Pillsbury flour. Y'all, Miss Prune slept through the night on the sofa.
Oh.
Did not wake me up, did not wake the jar up. And I told the jar, I said, you're keeping it. You're keeping it. Because.
Now, has it been vomited on yet?
I don't know. He didn't mention it today. Y'all, he had plans after work. He wanted me to go out for drinks with him. I was like, I'm too old for that. Because we had a new coal miner start today, so it was a busy day. But but y'all,
you did an Irish jig.
Actually, we did the Mexican hat dance.
If you think a mint has to have sugar to taste cool and refreshing, then you haven't tried Velamints. They took the sugar out. You really taste the mint. So fresh, they take your breath away.
Velamints took the sugar out. You can really taste the mint. So fresh, they take your breath away. Cool refreshment, Velamint.
Try sugar-free Velamints. You really taste the mint. In three refreshing flavors.
Oh, poor Rick Patty. Y'all.
Well, you know, nothing says Mexican like the Velamint ad.
Well, let me tell you. So Saturday, y'all, we got up and went to the
ham salad.
We got up and, you know, maybe there was some inappropriate touching. If not, there could have been. But and then we got back up and then I said, I need to run home and get, you know, I had on like pants and stuff. So I said, I need to put on some short pants because y'all was hot on Saturday. So I ran home and got myself changed and everything. The jar picked me up and I said, where do you want to go for lunch? Because we had plans that we were going to go. He was going to buy a sport coat for a little conference that he's going to. And y'all, the Belk had a sale. And it was a good one.
Oh.
And so, but I was like, I need to eat. So, y'all, we went to the new Mexicano, it's not Mexican. It's the Latino Supermercado here by the villa or by the Vader family compound.
Oh.
Y'all, we ordered our food. So, they have a little cafe in there. They have like a bakery, they have a cafe, and they have a, like, sweet shop. But we got the tacos in the cafe. Delicious. Okay. Absolutely delicious. So, of course, and, you know, it was busy because it's just open. Y'all, it's fancy. It's clean. It's bright. The whole nine yards. Tons of good stuff.
That won't last.
No. But y'all, we had to wait about 20 minutes for our food. So we were walking through the store.
So you had time to listen to the BFO then.
Right. And so we were walking through the store. I just wanted to see what they had. And y'all, we got to the candy aisle and there it was.
Velamints.
Or Belementos. Yes.
Did they take your breath away?
Well, I almost bought them, but I saw the price and that took my breath away. Okay. And so I did not buy them. But y'all, they had the Velamints and with the Spanish language label there at the El Molino is the name of it. Y'all, it's lovely. It's a lovely place. I'll be going back there.
Just lovely.
So did that. And then y'all, we went to West Ashley, then went to North Charleston, then went to Mount Pleasant, all to get the jar, the jacket that he fell in love with. That, of course, he needed a size that we couldn't find, you know.
Right.
And so we finally found it at the Belk.
Did you have to go to the big and tall shop?
Well, y'all, the jar has a very large chest and shoulders.
chesticles.
Yeah, and they're not fat. Although there's, I mean, you know, he's thick. That's how we like him, you know. He's
well,
a little fatty.
It's I mean, it's a D cup, but I mean, that's right. Not real. On right. Him, it doesn't look bad.
Right. And y'all, we had to get him a 48 Ooh. Regular in the jacket. And it turns out there was a Michael Kors jacket and there was one in Mount Pleasant. So, y'all, we drove all the way over there. Then on the way back to the Vader family compound, y'all, I said, I think I might like some frozen yogurt.
Because you're tubby.
And he said, you know what? That sounds really good. And I said, it does, doesn't it? So, y'all, we went to the TCBY. Over at the Tanger. Y'all, we walked in, and there was no one in there except for the little high school kid working. There were all these signs up about national supply chain shortages. Mm. Y'all, they had three flavors of frozen yogurt, of which vanilla wasn't even one of them.
Oh.
It was like graham cracker, watermelon ice, and chocolate. And we both stood.
So you got the swirl of watermelon ice and graham cracker?
We both stood there, and he said, you're about to get angry, Mr. Vader. I know you, Larry. Let's just go. And I said, let's just. And y'all, we got in the car, and then he insisted, y'all, he drove me all the way to this area of town called Avondale, essentially. Windermere, actually. To that TCBY to get frozen yogurt. Mm. Y'all, we must have driven 200 miles on Saturday around town. We basically drove the whole town. Y'all, Jar, if you're listening, bye, Nip.
He's busy.
Jar.
Vader says bye.
Jar, if you're listening, you know I'm not upset about this, but it's too comical not to comment on. Y'all, first of all, there's a little gay boy working in there that had a shirt on that said, I like hot dads.
This is in the TCBY.
It sure is. And it was a lot. And y'all, we made our little cups of ice cream. And y'all, I honestly did not get that much because, like, I'm trying to watch my sugar.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I got a couple of little things. And it was good. I said, I got this. You drove us all over town. So for both of us, for two of the small cups that were not overfilled, how much would you think that cost?
That was probably $15.
$28, including a $3 tip. That is how, and I mean, I was going to, obviously I had to pay for it because we'd gotten
already
it.
Already eating it, right.
And we were sitting outside eating it and I was like, and he, you know, he felt bad. He's like, you didn't have to do that. And I was like, well, you probably spent more than that on gas today now, driving all over town. But y'all.
Now, did the little gay boy say, did the jar say to the little gay boy, I like dads too?
No, the jar wasn't that clever and quick and or comfortable. Because y'all, the high school girls were in there with them. Because, you know, the high school gay boys always have the little girls running around. And y'all, they were all perfectly fine. They were loud and obnoxious, but fine. But y'all, we had a good time, and the jar dropped me off, and he actually had plans. I don't remember what. Oh, he had to take a coworker out, one of his interns. But yeah, so y'all, and then he went out to dinner. Disgusting. He texted me. He's like, that was awful. And I was like, yeah, no one cares anymore. They just throw some slop on a plate. So, but yeah.
Would you like to say where it was?
It was the Charleston Crab House, actually.
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it would be okay. When he told me, I said, yeah, I mean, that's perfectly safe. I didn't realize it'd be bad. But y'all, Sunday, we got all our good days plans done. Y'all, the travel document is growing.
Is the travel document prepared?
It's at 14 pages.
Okay.
Which is, it's got
to
go.
I've offered to proofread it.
Right, right. Big Fatty is going to proof it. When I'm done, but y'all, we keep adding things. We are booked solid, so there will be no time to see anyone. So sorry.
Okay. Well, there you go.
So, Big Fatty, now we heard on the Monday a little show that you had a hootenanny over the weekend.
Had quite the hootenanny, as you may have heard.
Yeah. Now, did you vomit on or off or near a golf cart?
No, not this
okay.
time.
Okay. Just checking. Did anyone in your... Did anyone in your group vomit on, off, or near a golf cart?
Not that I'm aware of.
Ah, okay. Well, y'all, Granny was posting some photos of everything on the Face Space over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Whew. It looked like quite the hootenanny. And Chris did not look amused at all.
He was not amused.
Yeah, no, he did not look amused. So, well, that's good. I'm glad the old people got to get out and, you know, have a little bit of fun.
Well, that was the first time Granny and Durwood had been to the Metropolis since before COVID.
Oh, well, I understand why Durwood hadn't gone back, but why was Granny staying away? Just, you know,
well,
for health and safety.
You know, they had asked him to stay away. Oh, right. I think so. Anyway.
Right. Ooh. Lord. So, well, you know, that's how they do.
There you go.
That's why we can't have nice things.
Nope.
Really?
Can't have anything nice.
Now, are there any big plans this week?
Yes.
Oh.
But you'll have to wait and hear about those. I don't want to give it away yet.
Well, you know, I'd hate for the same three people that listen to both shows to know early. Now, I'm not one to call anyone out.
No. But
I believe that there is maybe frosty is a good word, visit happening soon.
And we are expecting a
cold
early
front.
Frost.
Yeah, an early frost. Y'all, I have not heard a word. Not one word. And how else am I supposed to collect my box of mouthwash that I can only assume is coming from the Northeast?
Well, you know what happens when you assume.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, it's that game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day, and I tell you the easy part, who they are, why you'd know them. And, of course, then I have to guess if they're dead or alive. So, Big Fatty, who you got for us on April 17th?
Samuel Chase.
Samuel Chase is dead. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He was.
You know him from?
He was the founder of Chase Bank, N.A., back in the day.
Okay, Samuel Chase is indeed dead. He signed the Declaration of Independence and was, I believe he was one of the Secretaries of the Treasury. Also, I remember seeing his name on printed on bills.
The credit card statement? Okay, all right.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Alexander Cartwright.
Alex Cartwright. Alex Cartwright is dead. Also, y'all, you're going to shoot yourself for not knowing who he is. Simple.
Oh, I know.
Y'all, he invented the bicycle.
Very. The Cartwright bicycle.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Very famous.
Uh-huh.
Very famous. Alexander Cartwright is indeed dead, and he did invent something.
Oh.
He is recognized as the inventor of modern baseball.
I thought that was Abner Doubleday. All right.
No, this is modern. Baseball.
Gotcha.
So, anyway, none of that Doubleday talk.
Mm.
All right. Harry Reasoner.
Harry Reasoner, also dead. Y'all?
Okay. Where you from?
Harry Reasoner, the best way to describe him is an actor.
Oh, okay.
Oh! Y'all, that didn't come quite as soon as I thought it was. also an actor. He's an actor. And you would know him from... He had a lot of supporting roles in little shows like Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, yeah. Was he a cab driver?
No. There was only one cab driver. After they didn't want to hire another one.
Maybe I wouldn't go in there if I were you.
But he also was on that Heart to Heart Mysteries. Y'all know how I love that.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, Harry Reasoner is indeed dead. But he was an American newscaster. He was on 60 Minutes, one of the early folks on that. May have been one of the first two with Mike Wallace. And he was also co-anchored the ABC Evening News with Baba Wawa.
Oh.
And he was recently, when she died, he was recently in the news about that, and he did not like Baba Wamba. Do you think we have time for maybe one more?
We can squeeze in one more. One more.
All right. Well, this really isn't a birthday, but on this day in 1937, Daffy Duck was created by Tex Avery and Bob Clampett.
Oh.
So, anyway, that's neither here nor there. Now we'll get back to the Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper, I think dead.
Okay.
And Roddy Piper, y'all, was the, I guess, inventor or the founder of the Piper Cubs, the airplanes, the little tiny airplanes.
Yeah, so, Roddy Piper, he is indeed dead. He was a professional wrestler with the WWF.
Actually, that's right. I actually did know that. Y'all, I used to
you
watch
did.
That.
I thought you were going to get that one, but, you know, unfortunately, ruined.
I'm fat. I'm fat and I'm hungry, y'all. And I went to warm up my dinner tonight before we recorded, and it had turned moldy. So, and I just cooked it. So I don't know what happened, but anyway.
Well, it sounds like it was vile to start with.
Right, right. Probably.
So, also, happy birthday to... Jim Acosta.
Oh, well, that was not my most successful Dead or Alive.
No, it
and
wasn't.
Y'all, I hate to just rush into other things, but let's do this. All right, everybody. You know, we've been playing a little quiz program, game. About talk to us about your high school, your college achievements, your medals,
yes,
and everything.
Yes.
And y'all, I was getting ready to wrap her up, to shut it down, and I had a clever way to give some prizes out, and then I got a message from Mrs. Bacon.
Well, now, she sent it to me. I said, please send this to Vader.
Right, right. Now,
he's standards and practices.
Right. And y'all, now I look back and Miss Bacon got this message weeks ago. And so this message did come in, as far as I'm concerned, in time for the quiz program.
Okay.
All right. This message is from Gary. That's Gary up in the Portland, Oregon. And Gary says,
this is Gary in Portland.
Is it Portland? I think it's Portland. But y'all, Gary always comments and likes things I post. But Gary says, my entry for the trophy contest is when I was in college on Founders Day during chapel, they would give the alumni that had gotten their degree 50 years before a gold medallion. When I saw that, I knew that I wanted to do it. Well, in 2019, it was my 50th anniversary of graduating. I went to my college and got that gold medallion, and it took me 50 years, but I got it. So, y'all, I thought that was a sweet story.
That is a sweet story.
From that, Gary. Y'all, Gary waited 50 years to get that gold medallion.
I wonder if he, you know how the Olympians bite into it to see if it's chocolate? I wonder if it was chocolate.
Right. Well, it's from a college, so it's very likely.
Very, very likely. Maybe Gary can... win some gold coins, you know.
So, y'all, on the next little show, we're going to actually have the winners of the little contest.
We're gonna.
Y'all, I've been around Southern people. I've been around Southern people too much. Y'all, we barely got that in under the wire. I was nattering and realized, shit, I got to read that. So, y'all... Next week's little show, we'll announce some winners.
That sounds fantastic.
Well, two winners, actually, but yeah, two or some. So yeah, two or some. So yeah, y'all, thanks for listening. It's been fun. I'm fat. And, yeah.
So is this next week is the last show? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, not the last ever show.
Oh, okay.
I know. Y'all, it is going to get a little hairy. I've got a lot of house guests in town. The Jar's mother's going to be here. The Jar's sister's going to be here. We're going to the G'days. So we may miss some weeks.
Some canning.
I sure hope so. And so we may miss some weeks here and there, but we will keep podcasting, unlike that darn Elvis show.
There was just really no chemistry there.
Ooh.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, that's what happens when there's one personality that's just... Yeah.
Which one?
Well, that's what happens when there are two personalities that are just...
Which one?